This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been a week since a Western Wisconsin couple were found fatally shot in their home and their teenage daughter was missing. A week later, people in Barron, Wisconsin say
the mood is sadness and anticipation of bringing Jamie home.
13-year-old Jamie Kloss is still missing and no arrests have been made for the murders of her parents. And like others in Barron, Ted Johnson says he and his family are just
trying to do what we can to support other people and support the family.
The president of Turkey says he'll be going into detail tomorrow about the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi when he gives an address to the Turkish parliament. Khashoggi was a critic of the Saudi government and was killed at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. Saudi Arabian officials now saying he died in an interrogation gone wrong. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
President Trump blaming the Democrats for the caravan of migrants now numbering over 5,000 and by some estimates 7,000 heading towards the U.S.-Mexico border. The president also saying since nations like Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador couldn't prevent their citizens from heading towards America, the U.S. government will cut off or substantially reduce the foreign aid that President Trump says is routinely given to those countries. At a rally over the weekend, former Democratic Vice President Joe Biden was slamming the Republicans' approach to immigration issues.
Whether you came here 4 days ago or you came here 150 years ago, that's who we are. You cannot define an American based on their race, their religion, their ethnicity.
Five men and a woman shot in Jacksonville, Florida from a moving car as they were standing outside a laundromat just a few blocks from where the NFL's Jacksonville Jaguars were about to host the Houston Texans yesterday. No arrests have been made. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump is boosting his campaign schedule ahead of next month's crucial midterm elections. He'll be campaigning for Senator Ted Cruz tonight in Houston, the Texas Republican, in a tough re-election fight against Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Trump will hold rallies in Wisconsin on Wednesday and North Carolina on Friday, and he'll close out the week with a rally in Illinois on Saturday. Much of the nation's continuing to enjoy broad decreases in gasoline prices as oil has dropped to about $69 a barrel. John Clemens has details.
Decreasing oil prices have sent the national average down over 4 cents a gallon in the last week, with the exception of the West Coast. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has the national average.
The national average in the last week has dropped by 4.4 cents per gallon to about $2.84 a gallon. That puts it just 1.5 cents higher than amongst the lowest it's been since April.
Hawaii has the highest average at $3.87 a gallon, while South Carolina the lowest at $2.50. $1.25 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
And a new study says drinking coffee might reduce symptoms of the skin condition rosacea. Researchers at Brown University studied over 80,000 women for more than 15 years to see if coffee triggered symptoms. They found women who drank four or more cups of coffee a day had a lower risk of rosacea symptoms. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. And our next guest, Fela McAleer, is now batting for Ann McElhaney. But we've had Phelan and Ann on, you know, Phelan, this has been like 3 years at least that you and I have been talking, you know, several times each year about the Gosnell story. And here we are with the movie released last week. Boy, this is a story that cannot be quieted, is it?
Well, I mean, the last are trying their best. Yeah. Yeah, we've been talking about it for 3 years, and I've always been, it's coming out in the autumn, coming out in the autumn. It's finally coming out in the fall. It came out. Mm-hmm. The left hit it. You know, the so we've had two mainstream media reviews, a movie called Beautiful Boy or Broken Boy or something about opioid addiction. It came out of the weekend, did less business than us. We are the number one independent movie in the U.S. It did less business than us. It got 7 day reviews. 7-0. We got 2.
Yes.
The mainstream media don't want this out here because it casts a negative spotlight on abortion. And even worse, it tells the truth.
Exactly.
And they you know, and they can't have that.
Well, in, as you point out in the movie, it's not, I mean, some people think, well, this is about abortion, but yet it isn't. But it's really about the thinking and the construct of what it's all about. Even though we blame the left, we've got as much blame on the right because we've all turned our heads on the situation and really understanding what the process is all about. Gosnell, and as you and I and Ann talked about before, my takeaway just in the book, in reading your book, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer, my big question was how many more Gosnells are there out there?
Well, I read recently the Senate or congressional report on abortion. There's one in Houston. We know there's one in New Orleans. Some of Gosnell's staff actually came from other clinics where this kind of thing went on. I mean, mm-hmm. in Delaware, for example. So, you know, it seems to be there's one in every state, at least, maybe yeah. more.
Exactly.
And, you know, abortion is such a political hot potato that even in red states, they won't investigate. They won't go in through those doors because they don't want to be, you know, shamed on the front page of the New York Times.
Exactly. Well, you had a pro-life governor in Pennsylvania at the time. And what did he do? I mean,
sorry to interrupt you. He was Tom Ridge, a Republican, but he ran as a pro-choice governor, you know. And he was the one who stopped the inspections. He was the one who said, you know, we don't want to restrict abortion rights. And when he started that, after that, there was no inspection of Gosnell's clinic for 17 years.
17 years,
God
incredible.
Was allowed to kill on stuff.
Yeah, kind of amazing. And was brought out in the movie that the state investigates, or they do inspections every year for nail salons, but for abortion clinics, 17 years. And then the response was, we haven't gotten any complaints. And the AG says, well, you know, the assistant district attorney, the ADA, says, well, what about all these, what are these? And she goes, well, those are complaints. And, okay, so what? Why didn't you respond then? You know, what's going on? Well, we were told not to. And, you know, to your point, this is what's happened. So, and in telling people not to look into it, then supposedly, and then you say the champions of the left and those that want to champion the cause for women, we have put women in a more deleterious situation than they were before.
Oh, totally, totally. The people who suffered, you know, for abortion rights in Pennsylvania were women and children. And in fact, very often, classic Democrat victims. I mean, Stoudemire Munger was a genuine refugee who had spent 20 years in a refugee camp in Nepal. Right. She got here with her family. Four months later, she went to Philadelphia, a sanctuary city. So this is a foreign immigrant woman of color who went for an abortion in a sanctuary city and died at the hands of this butcher. And when the cop found this out, the hero cop, Jim Wood, he looked for the police report. No police report. So, you know, she's a victim, and there was no sanctuary for this woman in a sanctuary city. You know, when it comes to immigrants and it comes to women of color and women, they are down in the pecking order when it comes to abortion. Abortion must be protected, even if women die.
And this is the reality of the whole process, whether you're talking about abortion or a sanctuary city or refugees. There's only so much the government can do. And here it is. It leaves these refugees vulnerable to the ilk of the Gosnells, sex traffickers, and other people that, you know, let's face it, that just abuse our fellow human being. And this happens in our country here. And, you know, the hard work that you and Ann have done, Phelim, is just so noted. And I'm sure that, you know, as you say, the left is ignoring other people. But this is a story that we have continued to promote. I've been to see the movie on two occasions. More than anything else is that I wanted to get the people's reaction. People upset, crying. They couldn't believe. In fact, one gal came to me and go, wait a minute. That experiment, for example, that you brought out in the movie that Gosnell was involved with in 1972, prior to Roe v. Wade, 15 women are taken out, and what was inserted in them was this ball that opened up, this metal ball, this silver ball opened up and had all these knives and just, you know, cut these women up. And he leaves the country. He's in the Bahamas for, you know, until the heat dies down. And then he comes up and opens his clinic there in Philadelphia.
Yeah. I mean, it was called the Mother's Day Massacre in 1972. This is the guy. Yeah, it was in his clinic in 1972, the Mother's Day Massacre. Kermit Gosnell did this. And he was able to come back and open his clinic, and no one shouted stop. I mean, 15 women were mutilated in that. This is what happened, and you know, this is a, you know, and one thing I will add though is the film is not gory, the film is not a horror story. You can back me up on this.
Yes,
we want
right.
to make this accessible. It's a PG-13. You know, people shouldn't feel alarmed. Or, you know, check out Twitter too. People are talking about it on Twitter, and they're saying it's not gory. It's not horror. It's emotional. People are telling me after the credits end, everyone sits there and says nothing. Which is so unlike any movie they've ever seen.
Wow.
How was the audience reaction when you went? What was it like?
Well, it was emotional and stunned. And in fact, I had an opportunity to interview at least a half a dozen of the people there in the theater. And they were just shocked. They just could not believe that because of politics and because, you know, as you say, abortion being such a hot potato, that we're putting women at risk and the story is not being told. I mean, even, you know, one thing, and I thought you were going to get into it in the movie, you kind of touched on it, but it wasn't quite illustrated. I subsequently saw it in illustration, and that was the actual, dismemberment of the children, of the babies in the mother's womb, and collapsing the skull in order to, you know, get the baby out of the womb of the mother. I mean, it's in a sense, it's powerful because it captures people's imagination, and they're beginning to see this. And I think this is what people are beginning to see 60 million babies later because of the technology, sonograms and that are available that, you know, earlier were not, is the truth of abortion is being realized. And it's very shocking. And that's the response of most of the audience that I saw. We've got Thela McAleer with us, and we're going to continue our conversation on the Gosnell movie on the other side of the break. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
15 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Phelan Mechler continues. Phelan and Ann McElhenney, who have been on the show many times, we go back 3 years as we were first talking about Gosnell, the story that could not be stopped. It had to be told, and it had to be made into a movie. And both Ann and Phelan are known as investigative journalists and filmmakers. Phelan served as a crime correspondent for the Sunday Times of London and a foreign correspondent for the Financial Times. And the movie, of course, we're talking about is the Gosnell movie, the trial of America's biggest serial killer. Phelan, as was depicted in the movie, it was more than you know, the abortions that Gosnell was performing. In some, I mean, he gave no concern of the laws as well in Philadelphia. I mean, that was real clear that, you know, there wasn't supposed to be a baby aborted after 24 weeks. But he arbitrarily used a number. He's 24.5. And, I mean, here's a doctor, and he's thinking, oh, well, they're going to round down to 24 if he just put 24.5 arbitrarily. It was his decision. But he had a clear disdain for the law and felt that it was just getting in the way of his job and his ability to serve the poor people in the community.
Yeah, I mean, he made all that up. I mean, he it wasn't 24.5. He would do 27, 28, 29, 30 weeks. And then, because he didn't trust his staff, on a Sunday, him and his wife would do what they call the special cases. And we assume that's up to 9 months, but we don't know. He hid all the files. He destroyed all those files. So we're talking about a man who would, and these babies would be born alive and they'd be murdered. And, you know, it's a horrific story, but I want to just emphasize again, the film is not horrific. The film is, you know, the film is PG-13. We worked really hard and put a lot of energy into making sure that the film is palatable.
Yeah, the shocking part of the movie is what truth does to us. You know, it hits our minds and our hearts in such a way that we realize that we've bought into a lie, does it not? And maybe that's the most powerful part of this movie.
Yeah, I mean, that is the story. That is the problem. You know, Planned Parenthood are geniuses. They've managed to make people believe that abortion is this clump of cells, that it's not a huge issue, that these are not human beings. And, you know, and I kind of bought that before I started investigating the story for this film and investigating the facts. And, you know, when you look at the facts of the case, you know, you realize that abortion, you know, this is a tough business. This is a business, and you know that people need to know what goes on in abortion clinics. Need to know what abortion is, but they also need to know. You know, there are good people out there. This detective was there. This is a routine drugs bust. Mm-hmm. This wasn't an abortion case. He was going in for a completely different reason and found a house of horrors.
Yeah, as you say, and we had talked about before, that that's what opened the door, was that it was about drugs. I mean, Dr. Gosnell was sending out prescriptions and illegally obtaining drugs under false pretenses, of course, breaking the law, making a lot of money there. And of course, along the way, as you say, the detective finds out that somebody died. He goes, what happened? What do you mean somebody died? And so now a drug case becomes a murder case, which now does go into a situation where babies were born alive. And he basically murdered a child outside of the womb. And it was more than one child. And God only knows, over 17 years, how many children were born alive that he murdered outside of the womb. And with impunity until he was found out. All, as you say, starting off with a drug raid and then, you know, having the full exposure of this. And, you know, the clinic itself, the way it was depicted, I know that, you know, this is a movie and there's probably, some things there that, you know, for movie purposes. But was it as disgusting as was depicted in the movie, his clinic?
Worse. Funny, If I won. The clinic was, that's one thing people really like is the photographs at the end and the credits, and that's why people stay to the end of the credits. Because you can see that, wow, we're not exaggerating. This is exactly what it was like. There were bodies in fridges. There were, dirty machines, bloody machines. He did have nice rooms for white women, crappier rooms for black women. And his house was like an absolute hoarder's. So, yes. I mean, the film captured it exactly. No exaggeration needed there.
Yeah, it was pretty. I mean, even to where he had baby's feet in little containers. He said it was for research and that, you didn't understand, he couldn't expect people to understand the research that he did so that he was smarter than everybody else. I mean, his level of arrogance, it was beyond anything that I've ever witnessed before. And you and Ann have had an opportunity to talk to him directly. When you've talked to him and you even mentioned how disgusting he was in flirting with Ann as well during this, but for the sake of the interview and that, what do you see in the eyes of Kermit Gosnell?
He's a charismatic, creepy person, a narcissist, a serial killer who believes, he has no empathy. He plays God. He kills with impunity. He's not insane, because if he was insane, he wouldn't lie. He lies all the time when he thinks he won't get caught. He tells the truth when he knows we know the truth. He's a clever, manipulative person, that's who he is.
And, of course, his judgment is life without any possibility of parole. And when you talk to him, he was still under the delusion that he was going to be able to get out, right?
Yeah, no, he firmly believes he's innocent. History will vindicate him. He is currently in prison training for a triathlon because he wants to celebrate his freedom by running a triathlon. His prison is not that tough for him, but he believes that he will get out. He believes he will be free. History will vindicate him.
Well, as you say, this has been an uphill battle for you and Ann and everybody involved in the team to produce this movie, even crowdfunding. Facebook was against you. They would not allow you to have access, on the political realm as well. Dean Cain, who stars as the detective, he was attacked verbally, by Twitter and otherwise by Tom Arnold, which got some coverage here in the last week.
Yeah, Tom Arnold, like many on the left, is a great keyboard warrior and made vile until Tom Arnold, who's Roseanne's ex-husband and an actor, did vile attacks on Dean Cain. Dean happened to meet him in the green room of an interview and confronted him about this. And Arnold backed down almost immediately and wanted to hug Dean and all this, and oh my God, and all that, blah, blah, blah. And then went home and started attacking him again on behind the telephone of his computer.
What a coward. What a coward to do that. And, but this is the problem. I mean, we have got to, it requires courage. And it took you and Ann, and as I say, all the people that made this movie possible, a lot of courage in order to bring the truth out. Now it's up to the people. It's up to we, the people here in this country, not only in this country, but, here, sadly, you have Ireland recently passing, abortion there in their country that heretofore, because it was so Catholic dominated, they wouldn't even consider it. But they're out there, cheering in the streets. Welcoming abortion to their homeland, and little do they know the evil that they've unleashed upon their country, do they?
Listen, I think that's actually, you said it, people don't know what they voted for. That may sound weird, but they don't know what they voted for, because Planned Parenthood has done a great job of guiding what abortion really is.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Phil McAleer has been our guest. We're talking about the Gosnell movie. It opened up last week in over 600 theaters. Hopefully that number of theaters will expand. What do you think of the possibilities of that film?
We need people to go there. We need people to go and see the film. If you're interested now in a theater near you, buy a ticket online, make a contribution, send a message to Hollywood, and maybe this.
Exactly. And GosnellMovie.com is the website.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been a week since a Western Wisconsin couple were found fatally shot in their home and their teenage daughter was missing. A week later, people in Barron, Wisconsin say
the mood is sadness and anticipation of bringing Jamie home.
13-year-old Jamie Kloss is still missing and no arrests have been made for the murders of her parents. And like others in Barron, Ted Johnson says he and his family are just
trying to do what we can to support other people and support the family.
The president of Turkey says he'll be going into detail tomorrow about the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi when he gives an address to the Turkish parliament. Khashoggi was a critic of the Saudi government and was killed at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. Saudi Arabian officials now saying he died in an interrogation gone wrong. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Old Father Time checked, so there'd be no doubt. Call on the North Wind to come on out. Then cupped his hands.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, always love to hear from you. You can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. I will give you a heads up. We've got some official new T-shirts, a new rendition of Bill Martinez Live T-shirts we're going to be giving away soon. So stay tuned for details. It was inspired, I got to tell you, by Saving Faith. And Jen Gotson Chandler, who was with us, gave us an idea, and so we went ahead and took the idea. I told her then when we were talking, I said, that's a T-shirt, you know, God's got this. So that's the title of it, and you'll hear more about it in the coming days, so stay tuned. With us right now, Jason Redendez. You know, we're going to be talking about paying for health care, which worries Americans more than affording retirement, housing, college, or child care. And this is according to CQC's board member and community advocate, Jason Resendez. Jason, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Good. Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here to talk about something that, you know, in the midst of everything that is on, you know, on the ballot, really, for the midterms, still, you know, we're looking to, you know, do something about health care. I mean, ever since the government, you know, got their 2 cents into it, boy, it's really kind of turned this thing upside down, has it not?
Well, we've seen a lot of changes, a lot for good, some for worse over the last, really 6-7 years when it comes to the healthcare landscape. We're really focused on bringing back the consumer voice in the discussion around healthcare reform, particularly as it relates to improving quality care. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why we're so focused on this, as you mentioned, is this poll that we did with Ipsos that revealed that Americans are more concerned about paying for healthcare than about any other costs that they're seeing, even, compared to retirement, college costs, which is, given the college debt crisis we have, really interesting insights there. So we at Consumers for Quality Care are using National Health Literacy Month, which runs throughout October, mm-hmm. To really raise awareness of the ways that different consumers can avoid increased costs due to challenging insurance policies. Well, so we're highlighting a couple of pitfalls.
Okay. No, I was going to say, let's, you were just, as I was going to ask you the question, you started to answer it. So we're channeling really well here, Jason. So go ahead.
Excellent. Yeah, so some of these, pitfalls include things like surprise medical bills. So we're really encouraging folks to go to our website, www.consumers4qualitycare/healthliteracy to access some great material around how to read your medical bill. This is a really important piece of education given the number of surprise charges that often pop up in a medical or hospital bill. So really encourage folks to understand that. Sometimes this, happens to folks where they think that they're going into a place that's in-network, but they get treated by an out-of-network physician. So this one mm-hmm. Virginia family, son got hit in the face with a baseball, went to an in-network hospital, but they were treated by an out-of-network surgeon
physician,
on call.
Right.
They got hit with a $34,000 bill.
Wow.
So we're seeing things like that. We're also seeing emergency department coverage denials, like one insurer's denial of a $12,000 bill in Kentucky, where a woman suspected she had an appendicitis, was in great pain, went to the emergency room to get treatment. After the fact, it turns out she had an ovarian cyst, and so her insurer denied her coverage of her ER visit because they said it was not an emergency room. The last thing we're seeing that we want consumers to be aware of are changes to drug copay coupon policies. And so mm-hmm. these are the ways that consumers help to manage the cost of their medicines is by using manufacturer coupons. And we're seeing that some insurers and employers are making changes to the way these coupon policies are used. Traditionally, when a patient uses a manufacturer coupon to pay for medication, the coupon would count towards the cost of the insurance deductible. But now with this new policy, many patients are finding themselves in a situation where they're leveraging the coupon, but it's not counting towards the total of the deductible. So they're stuck with a bigger bill. So these are some of the ways that we're seeing consumers getting pinched in the marketplace. And so during Health Literacy Month, we're really encouraging folks to remember that they're a consumer in the marketplace. That they have rights, know their rights, know the tips, and don't feel afraid to negotiate. So complain if you
right.
notice that something is fishy on your bill. I know it's not ideal to put it all on the shoulders of the consumer, but that's the state of American healthcare today. Really want folks to feel empowered, complain, and raise hell if they notice something.
Well, exactly, Jason. I mean, the fact of the matter is that this isn't the healthcare that you and I grew up with. It has gotten complicated, and what it brings to the whole bottom line of all this is that as activated citizens, we need to be aware. We just can't take things for granted. Before it was taken care of for us at work or other venues and that sort of thing, but now it's gotten more complex because, unfortunately, healthcare is not a settled issue here in this country because once the Affordable Care Act came into play, for supposedly the 30 million people that it was supposed to cover, my question has always been, after all the pomp and circumstance and the expense and craziness we've gone through with our healthcare system, how many of that 30 million did we end up covering? And it's all that good intention of government, but bad results.
Well, you know, we've seen a lot of positive improvement from the Affordable Care Act in terms of increasing access to coverage, in terms of ensuring that pre-existing conditions are covered. And really, over the last 2 years is where we're seeing a crawlback of some of these benefits and access to quality care. So really putting a more and more burden on the consumer to better understand their plans, what's covered, to be really smart about shopping around. So that is our message is during health care literacy month to really look at, which comes this year just ahead of open enrollment. So November 1st to December 15th is open enrollment. So really look at what your you need, what your family needs in terms of coverage, and be smart about looking and shopping for plans.
Exactly.
There's still good opportunities out there to access quality coverage, but it's getting harder. And we want consumers to realize that, you know, they have some power and that literacy is key. Sort of knowing what's available to them is key. And so we encourage, again, to go to our website, consumersforqualitycare.org/health literacy.
Well, Jason, I really appreciate your intention to keep it out of the political realm. I mean, what is, and we have to do the best we can to work with what we got right now until things get fixed, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Right. And again, they can check out your website. It starts with being informed. I mean, that's the basis of any positive decision that we make. It starts with knowledge. And there's no doubt things that we took for granted before, things we didn't really necessarily understand. The marketplace is saying you better understand or you're going to get surprised with, you know, a $30,000 bill, which you went, as you cited in one of the cases, you go to an in-market. An in-network facility, and then you find out, well, that was the case, but you were only half right. The other half is what you're going to get billed for, so welcome a $30,000 problem here, right? Surprise.
That's right. So exactly, surprise. So be aware that these things do happen. Read your hospital and medical bill very closely, and like I said, don't feel afraid to complain, even, you know, engage the media in some cases. We're seeing the state of American healthcare, including more things like GoFundMe pages to help underwrite the cost of high deductible healthcare costs, et cetera. So, you know, really don't be afraid to engage in the system head on.
Well, Jason, again, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
So folks can go to www.consumers4qualitycare/health literacy. And there you'll find a checklist of all the things to look for along with some other resources around being a savvy healthcare consumer.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, and now you have a chance to make a difference once again. Your country needs you to fight one more time. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want to go forward or backwards in America. To be part of the decision, go to the polls and vote. Encourage your fellow vets to vote and your friends to vote. Unless you vote, you can't have a voice. We want to hear from you. The best way to do that is for you to vote. Your vote counts. You don't have to put on the old uniform to fight in this battle. All you have to do is check a box or pull a lever. Go to the polls and show your support for the Constitution and America, the country you may say is your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want Bill Martinez live.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Imagine if you were going to do a study of the American economy and you had an opportunity to sit down with the infamous Alan Greenspan to go over the history, how America got to the point that it is today, and capitalism in America. Well, this was the glorious opportunity for one acclaimed economic journalist, Adrian Wooldridge, to be able to sit down with Alan Greenspan and kind of co-author this new book on American capitalism. Is that the way it kind of worked out for you, Adrian?
Well, that's exactly the way it worked out. We both, Dr. Greenspan and I, shared an editor at Penguin Press called Scott Moyers, mm-hmm. And he'd been editing our work separately. Then he came up with this brainwave. He said, well, you agree on a lot of things. You're interested in the same subjects. Why don't you sit down together and write a book? And there were two, it was a brilliant idea. It was a wonderful opportunity for me. But there are also two sort of compelling things about it. One is there aren't that many general history books that focus on the American economy. There's not that many one-volume histories of the American economy. So that was a gap in the market, which, as good capitalist-minded people, we wanted to fill. And secondly, there is this burgeoning debate now about the future of capitalism. Is capitalism the best economic system in the world? Mm-hmm. And 60% of young people apparently think that it's not the best. In Britain here, the Labour Party is led by a man who thinks that the great economic model of our times is Venezuela. You know, there's lots and lots of debates about capitalism, so we wanted to look back at the history of it.
Well, and, you know, what was a blessing for you has really turned into a blessing for us, especially those of us who are interested in history, and to be able to have, you know, a time with Dr. Greenspan like this. There's not enough money to pay for this.
Well, the interesting thing is Dr. Greenspan is not just a policy wonk, but he's a data head person. He mm-hmm. loves data. He's been collecting data all his life, examining data all his life, and he's interested in the intricacies of the American economy. And he's not just interested in, you know, the obvious things like the history of steel or the history of railroads or the history of electricity, you know, which most standard economic historians or economists are interested in. But he's interested in all sorts of things like the history of, you know, horticulture or the history of animal breeding or the history of wheat. You know, there's an enormous amount about different strains of wheat or the history of the cotton gin and things like that. So there's all sorts of highways and byways. And one of the things that you find, you know, the great theme of this book is productivity growth. But, you know, we know a lot about productivity growth in things like steel, but quite often some of the most dramatic growth in productivity has been in things like, you know, different sorts of grain or different sorts of animal husbandry or things like that. So that was an enormous privilege for me.
Wow. Let's hone in on capitalism in America, as you say. Debate rather robust, a move by particularly we say the young kids coming out of college. Many would say they've been indoctrinated and they really haven't been properly educated on capitalism in America. Of course, socialism is one of those things sounds good at the very beginning until you're actually living it out, and then you become Venezuela and inflation reaches 1,000,000%, which is extraordinary. And it's incomprehensible for me that inflation could go that high. You would think there would be a revolt before you got that high, but that is not the case. And that's what happens with socialism, because in a sense, you're checking in your brains at the door here. Are you not relying on a government that you hope is going to be benevolent?
Absolutely, and nobody wants to go down that road. But I think if you think of the young people, you know, they've seen the 2008 financial crisis, which is a great trauma. They've seen the price of their college educations going up. They've seen, you know, a lot of stagnant incomes going around in the country, and they've seen it getting more and more difficult to buy a house. So they've grown up in a world where capitalism doesn't seem to be delivering. So the question is, can we make capitalism deliver more and deliver better? And we argue very strongly in this book that it can, that we can, that the solution doesn't lie in getting rid of capitalism, obviously, because, you know, that leads to pretty terrible outcomes. The solution lies in making capitalism better. And we argue for a number of things. One is to reform the financial system so that banks have to keep more of their assets as equity so that they're better protected against the dangers of contagion, which lead to financial crisis. We also argue for a big reform of the entitlement system. What America does at the moment is allocate too much of its resources to retiring baby boomers. They've had a great time, and that, you know, what we need to be doing is not devoting so many resources to them. So if younger people see that the system is rigged against them, that's not necessarily the fault of capitalism. It's quite often the fault of government programs that are badly designed and badly conceived. The other thing I see,
well, badly designed, conceived, and executed. I mean, certainly with Social Security, they have absolutely obliterated, and it's been total malfeasance on the on the part of the government.
Yeah, I also think that if you look at the cost of, you know, one of the things that's been squeezing the great American paycheck over the last few years is the inexorable rise in the cost of healthcare and inexorable rise in the cost of education. So televisions, computers, tablets, smartphones, they're all getting much cheaper. You get much more for your bucks. But when you pay for your education, you're actually getting less for your bucks. You've got huge inflation in the cost of education quite often because you've got too many administrators, you've got too many resources devoted to climbing walls and unnecessary things rather than education. What we really need is more of the capitalist spirit of innovation and cost reduction applied to something like higher education.
Exactly. And our health care as well. And what I appreciate about Dr. Greenspan, as you said, he's an empiricist. I'm about the facts. And I love that he has and always has had such a handle on the facts and makes him such, an excellent debater when these issues come up, because he knows what he's talking about. And, I've seen him at times have discussions with people that were ill-equipped. So I got to imagine that being around him, you know, you have to really bring your A game with you, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things about this book, I think, is many economists like to talk about very abstract forces and use abstract models. And what we've tried to do is ground this book in reality. It's a reality-based book. And we've tried to tell a lot of stories about entrepreneurs, go into a lot of the quirks about how new products come to market and how they develop. So we really, you know, it's not a book that should be intimidating to people. It tells, I hope, in a pretty lively and I hope fairly amusing style, a lot of stories about how America came to be what it is and how entrepreneurs came to come up with ideas, spread those ideas, come up with new products. So I don't want people to be put off by the word economist.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Well, or the word capitalism, as you say. Some people are getting a jaded perspective on it. And one of the challenges of it is that some people want to have a guarantee. They want some sort of guarantee. If all the hard work I do, it's going to work. All we can tell you is that previous models have demonstrated that hard work pays off to varying degrees. There are some people, I mean, we don't have that many Bill Gates around. That is extraordinary. And there will be times through the system where you will have, the cream, so to speak, rise to the top. But sometimes it's not what you would necessarily pick. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that part remains a mystery, how some people, we have somebody in the Oval Office today that many you think is just should never have happened. Well, there is a reason, and some people are still trying to figure out why Donald Trump is president, why he's doing so well in certain cases.
Well, you know, one of the things that happens with economics is a sort of strange thing is that a lot of people are worried about the disruptive nature of capitalism and worried about the perpetual change. And they think, well, we've got to bring all these things under control. We've got to slow down the rate of change. We've got to slow down the rate of disruption.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, change and disruption are what are responsible for economic growth. They're responsible for prosperity. They're also responsible for the churn, which might be uncomfortable in the short term, but which makes us more secure in the long term. And attempts to get rid of this change, attempts to plan the economy, attempts to slow down disruption, not only make you poorer, but actually, in the long run, make your life less secure. Because, as you say, you know, the terrible example of Venezuela, you suddenly end up with 1,000,000% inflation,
yes,
and no jobs. And those all come from attempts to plan the economy. So there's a paradox that the more you're willing to embrace creative destruction, actually, in the long term, the more security you have.
Is it a bit arrogant for the government to think that they can control the economy?
Massively so.
Mm-hmm.
Not that all government activity is bad. I certainly don't believe that. But to control an entire economy, because you can't plan innovation.
Right.
And one of the great things, one of the things that you see throughout American history is you see America getting into trouble, beginning to fade, beginning to get downhill. That happened in the 1930s. That happened in the 1970s. And it keeps bouncing back. And it bounces back in ways that aren't really planned. You know, you think in the 1970s, it looked as though the motor car industry was declining, the steel industry was declining. And then suddenly you get this revolution from Silicon Valley with microchips and then you get the Internet. That wasn't sort of foreseen. It wasn't predicted. It was something that came from almost from left field. It was an enormous shock to lots of people on the coast at the time.
And some of that churning you talk about, I think we lost opportunity in 08, frankly. Had we let the system play itself out, I think we'd be astounded to what we'd be realizing today as a result of it. And we'd actually look back on it and almost be grateful for 08. Is that fair?
That's above my pay grade. I need to talk to Greenspan.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe if he and I sit down and have a cup of coffee, I'd like to ask him that question. Adrian Wilfridge, who is joined with Dr. Alan Greenspan to give us Capitalism in America. You've done an outstanding, you guys have done an outstanding, how could you not do an outstanding job on it? I am so grateful for it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the